Best Tunnel Books and Paper Theaters Ranked 2026. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. A tunnel book or paper peep show is a row of cut paper panels connected by accordion folds, so when you peer through a hole in the front, you see a scene that recedes into theatrical depth. A paper theater or toy theater is a miniature proscenium stage with printed sets and slide-in characters. Tate Banco is the Edoera Japanese version, a flat sheet that builds into a standing diorama. This is a niche, artist-driven category, be patient with stock. Okay, so, the whole paper art community keeps saying the same thing. And I'm going to translate it for you. You do not look at asterisk a tunnel book. You peer into asterisk it. That single word peer is the whole genre. Lean in. The flat thing on your shelf folds open into a stage with weather and distance living inside it. I went straight to the people who actually live in this corner. The book arts teachers, the toy theater keepers holding down Covent Garden, the Tate Banco folders in Tokyo, the Etsy makers cutting layers at midnight in their kitchens, the museum curators at the V&A who guard the largest peep show collection on Earth. What they all share is the same tender obsession, depth made from nothing but paper, light, and one hole to look through. A V and a note about the traveling peep show men, the asterisk first asterisk pocket cinemas, 200 years before screens, keep surfacing. They would charge people to peer inside and narrate the scene like a live show. Bring your eye close. The magic lives in the lean-in, so this is not a gadget guide. This is a row of little theaters ranked. Some you buy finished from a Covent Garden shop that's been doing this since the 1700s. Some you fold yourself from an A4 sheet on a Sunday afternoon. One is a Victorian antique you peer into exactly the way a Londoner did when the Thames Tunnel was the wonder of the age. And because this is Puzzlewick, we don't sell these. We point you at the makers, the museums, and the dealers who do, and we tell you straight when the category is thin. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly is a tunnel book, and why does the whole community say, peer into, never look at, strip it to? Mechanics: a tunnel book is a series of cut paper panels placed one behind another, each pierced with a window. Connected down the two sides by accordion-folded concertina strips of paper or cloth, the panels pull apart like a little bellows. You look through a hole in the front cover, and because each layer is cut away in the middle, your eye travels past the foreground, past the middle ground to a backdrop, and your brain reads distance asterisk. The Smithsonian Libraries put it plainly, tunnel books are a series of cut paper panels placed one behind the other, creating the illusion of depth and perspective. The form is genuinely old. The Center for Book Arts dates the structure back to the 1800s and notes it lets the viewer peer into the book and discover a hidden world which can be static or evolving through the sequential opening of its accumulated layers. Georgia Tech's Papermaking Museum traces the idea even earlier to the mid-18th century and names the source of the magic. These were inspired by movable sets on a theatrical stage. That is the secret. A tunnel book is a theater flattened into a book. The wings, the backdrop, the painted depth of a stage set folded shut and given a peephole. Why does everyone say asterisk peer and not look? Because the peephole is the art. A flat illustration shows you everything at once. A tunnel book withholds. It makes you bring your eye close, close one eye almost without meaning to, and find the depth. Makers talk about this constantly. The reward is the lean-in. One book arts class is literally titled The Tunnel Book, Setting a Stage, which tells you how practitioners think of it not as a book to read but a stage to dress. The forms branch from there. Peep show slash tunnel book, the accordion-sided viewer above. Paper theater slash toy theater, an actual miniature proscenium with a curtain, layered flat scenery, and characters you slide on sticks. Tate Banco, the Edo-Japanese cousin, a printed sheet you cut and fold into a freestanding diorama. Kirigami light box slash shadow box, layered silhouette cut paper in a frame. Lit from behind so the layers read as glowing depth. Pop-up diorama slash carousel book, a bound book whose pages spring into 3D. Sometimes opening into a full 360 degrees carousel, what they all share is the peephole instinct, depth you have to look asterisk into asterisk. Bring a single desk lamp angled low behind the piece and the patience to get your eye right up to the glass. Why tunnel book at all? The name comes from one specific 19th C. Craze, the Thames Tunnel under construction, 1825 to 1843, was the wonder of the age, and so many souvenir peep shows depicted its long receding arches that the whole accordion-sided form picked up the nickname Tunnel Book. The Gestetner collection alone holds 60-plus Thames Tunnel peep shows. Tell the four forms apart: fast peephole on the front plus accordion sides equals tunnel book. Curtain plus proscenium arch plus slide-in actors equals paper.
Theater.
One flat sheet that builds into a standing scene equals Tate Banco. Glows from behind in a frame equals Kirigami light box. Where did paper peep shows and toy theaters actually come from? Three rivers feed this little ocean, and the community loves all three differently. River 1, The European Peep Show. The engraver and print seller Martin Engelbrecht, 1684 to 1756 of Augsburg, Germany, is credited with the early layered, cut paper perspective view, boxes and sheets you peer into for theatrical depth, made on the printing presses of the 18th century. By the 1800s, the form exploded across Europe, riding the same wave as every other optical novelty. A century later, when optical devices and spectacles were trendy, as my modern Met frames it, traveling showmen carried them town to town. The V&A's own note paints the scene. Traveling peep show men would charge adults and children to look inside the box while commenting on the scene depicted and bringing it to life. These were pocket spectacles for events too big to see in person: the opening of a tunnel, a coronation, the Arc de Triomphe, a World's Fair. Paper peep shows of the 1939 New York World's Fair, The World of Tomorrow, Trilon, and Paris Fear are still collected today. The single most important collection lives in London. The largest hoard of Victorian peep shows in the world was given to the Victoria and Albert Museum, including the famous Gestetner collection. The people who guard these are unembarrassed about how moving they find them. River 2, the Edo Japanese Tate Banco. While Europe peered into accordion boxes, Japan was folding Tate Banco, the almost forgotten Japanese art of creating amazing dioramas and scenic perspectives from paper, as one modern kit maker describes it. A flat printed sheet, cut and assembled, becomes a standing landscape with foreground, midground, and a far mountain. It is the same instinct, layered paper depth, arrived at independently, and it pairs perfectly with ukiyo-e imagery. Hokusai's great wave practically asks to be a diorama. River 3, the Victorian Toy Theater. This is the proscenium branch, and its keeper is a real address. Benjamin Pollock's toy shop, with roots reaching back to the early 1800s through Reddington and then Pollock, sold sheets of printed scenery and characters under the immortal pricing tag, a penny plain, tuppence colored. You bought the sheets, cut them out, mounted them, and staged a play on a tabletop. Robert Louis Stevenson adored them. The tradition survives in two living institutions: Pollock's Toy Museum and Benjamin Pollock's Toy Shop in Covent Garden, which still produces its own range of theaters and paper models designed by contemporary artists. Bring a museum visit, if you can, the V and a Peep Shows or Pollock's in London, because nothing on a screen prepares you for the depth in the real paper. The keepers are openly besotted. The V&A holds the world's largest Victorian peep show collection. The Smithsonian Libraries built a whole exhibition feature called The Dance of the Tunnel Book. When national museums name their exhibits like love letters, you know the obsession is real and contagious. A penny plain, tuppence colored, the legendary toy theater price, by the printed sheet uncolored for a penny or hand colored for tuppence. Pollock still trades on that 1800s heritage in Covent Garden today. What makes a beautiful tunnel book or paper theater? What do the makers obsess over? Listen to enough makers and the same four obsessions surface. Beauty here is engineered, not lucky. One real depth between the layers. The whole illusion lives in the asterisk gap asterisk. Too few panels and the scene is flat, too shallow an accordion and the layers crush together. Lightbox practitioners are exact about this. The community consensus is roughly 7 centimeters, about 3 inches of box depth, to let silhouettes separate and cast their little shadows. A beautiful piece stages real distance, something almost touching your eye, something a world away. 2. Cuts that frame, not clutter. Each panel's window is a proscenium for the one behind it. The best makers cut foreground elements that reach in branches, archways, a curtain edge, so your eye is led, not blocked. Tara Bryan's celebrated artist edition Down the Rabbit Hole is the connoisseur's example. Boards die cut with a square hole in the center, positioned at different angles and diminishing in size, so the fall down the rabbit hole is built into the geometry. The cutting is the choreography. 3. Materials that hold a fold and a hue. This is where artist editions leave printer paper behind. Brian printed her sides with a linocut in yellow, brown, red, and dark purple on Japanese handmade kiritsubo paper. Her later edition used laser-cut museum board panels connected with folded pieces of handmade Matsuo Kozo paper. Museum board for crisp panels, Japanese Kozo slash washi for hinges that fold 1,000 times without cracking. The hinge paper is the unsung hero. It is what lets the thing breathe open and shut. 4. A scene worth peering into. A tunnel book is a single held moment, so it has to be the asterisk right asterisk moment. The masters pick an image with built-in recession, a tunnel, a forest path, a wave curling over a far mountain, a rabbit hole, and a story the depth can tell. Pollock's contemporary theaters lean on exactly this. Snow Queen asterisk by Kate Bailey, Hansel and Gretel by Clive Hicks Jenkins, asterisk Ruzulka asterisk by Maria Gordon, fairy tales chosen because they asterisk want a stage. And the honest community caveat, this is a small artist-driven world. The truly beautiful pieces are often limited editions, one-maker Etsy shops or museum shop runs that sell out. Patience and a watchlist beat impulse buying here. Bring archival museum board for the panels and a roll of Japanese Kozo tissue for the hinges. and a light placed low and to one side, never flat on. So the layers throw shadows, peering into Tara Bryan's Down the Rabbit Hole artist tunnel book, depth created by stacked die-cut leaves, depth is a number. Not a vibe aim for tilde 3 inches, 7 cm of accordion depth across 4 to 6 cut panels. Fewer panels equals flatter scene, shallower box equals crushed layers. Front element close to the peephole, backdrop pushed all the way back, that spread is the magic. Printer paper is why your first one looks sad, beautiful tunnel books almost never use copy paper. Museum board for panels, crisp won't sag, Japanese kozo slash washi for the accordion hinges, folds forever won't crack. The upgrade in materials does more than any upgrade in drawing. What are the best paper theaters to buy, and is Pollux really still the one? Yes. If you want an asterisk paper theater, a real proscenium stage with a curtain and sliding characters, the answer the whole hobby gives is Benjamin Pollux Toy Shop, Covent Garden, London. It is the living descendant of the Victorian toy theater trade, and it still produces its own range of theaters and paper models designed by contemporary artists, displayed at Liberty, Fortnum & Mason, and the Royal Opera House. You're buying a named illustrator's whole staged world. The community's honest note, Pollux is a small London shop, not Amazon. International shipping and currency conversion apply, stock on individual artist theaters rotates and the artist editions can sell through. But for a genuine paper theater with a 200-year pedigree, there is simply no equivalent, and the museum, Pollux Toy Museum, lets you see the Victorian originals that started it all. Bring a craft knife, a steel ruler, a cutting mat, and an evening, these are build-it kits and the building is the joy. Start at £30, not £100.75, save the £100.75 MacFarlane Nutcracker for when you're hooked. Two institutions, one tradition Pollux Toy Museum, scalescent now displayed via Museum of the Home, keeps the Victorian originals, Benjamin Pollux Toy Shop, Covent Garden sells the new ones. See the old theaters, then build a new one, that's the pilgrimage the hobby recommends. What's the best tunnel book to actually buy, antique, artist edition, or book? Here the honest answer splits three ways because tunnel book covers a rare antique, a one-off artwork, and a mass-market book that happens to do the trick. If you want the real Victorian thing, buy an antique peep show. Specialist dealers like Vintage Pop-Up Books, com, the virtual movable book museum, and antiquarian sellers carry genuine 19th-century accordion peep shows, the telescopic view asterisk 1851 Great Exhibition, Thames Tunnel Souvenirs and the 1939 asterisk World of Tomorrow New York peep show. This is the purest tunnel book to buy, but it is a collector's purchase, condition varies, each is one of one. And you're bidding against other obsessives. If you want a living artist's tunnel book, commission or watch the makers. The fine art end is led by names like the late Tara Bryan, whose asterisk Down the Rabbit Hole is the genre's touchstone, laser-cut museum board panels, handmade Japanese paper hinges, tiny editions of 40. These appear at book arts fairs in special collections, and occasionally on the secondary market, rarely cheap, never mass-produced. On Etsy, working makers sell genuinely lovely finished tunnel books and peep show boxes one at a time. Buyers there describe being struck by the meticulous craftsmanship and the delicate beauty of the piece on opening the package. That's the trade-off, total uniqueness, variable availability, for the same instinct in a children's edition. His asterisk Wonderful Wizard of Oz asterisk carousel-style pop-up is a sister choice. The community's blunt guidance, don't expect a standard product. The antique is rare, the artwork is rarer, and the book is the dependable one. Match the route to whether you want to asterisk own history asterisk own art asterisk or own something tonight. Bring a dealer watchlist for the antique route and for tonight the Sabuta Alice open to the peep show spread under a low lamp. The three buying lanes, plainly artist edition Tara Bryan class makers Etsy one-offs equals own art. Pick your lane before you shop. Sabuta's Alice literally contains a peep show, its appeal isn't generic. The adaptation builds in a Victorian peep show spread plus multifaceted foil and tactile elements. It's the rare in-print book that teaches you the genre while delighting you. What's the best DIY kit, Tate Banco and light box, and are these hard to make? Good news, this is the most welcoming corner of the whole category. You can make a real one this weekend. Best DIY kit overall, a Tate Banco paper diorama kit. This is my pick for first-timers. A Tate Banco Hokusai kit, the asterisk Great Wave Off Kanagawa and asterisk 36 Views slash Red Fuji editions are the famous ones, arrives as a nicely packaged A4 size sheet and builds into a standing diorama roughly 7.5 WX 3.5 DX 4.82H. Everything is printed and pre-designed, you cut, fold, and assemble. No drawing skill required and you end up with a Hokusai you can stand on a shelf. Honest caveat, these are niche imports and stock genuinely fluctuates. One shop currently lists the Red Fuji as out of stock with a restock window, so check two or three retailers, Amazon, Architect Gifts Plus, specialty design shops before giving up. Best tunnel book DIY route, a templated kit, or a class. Craft suppliers like Alpha Stamps periodically release themed tunnel book kits, for example, Laura Carson's Alice in Wonderland 6x6 Arch Tunnel Book, bundling the die-cut book and matching collage papers lovely, though specific kits sell out and rotate. For a guaranteed great first build, a printable Etsy template, the Asterisk Wizard of Oz Coloring Carousel / Tunnel Book is a charming one. Print, color, cut costs only a few dollars. And the gold standard route is a Center for Book Arts class, Asterisk the Tunnel Book, setting a stage, make one in an afternoon with a teacher. Best light box / shadow box layered kirigami lit from behind. For the glowing version, two honest paths. Make it yourself, the kirigami / paper cut light box community, 3D paper light box. Com, T-Design 510, countless Etsy SVG sellers, sells layered shadow box templates you cut on a Cricut or by hand and light with an LED strip, the community. Describes the result as a stereoscopic pattern showing sparkling and beautiful color in the dark. So, are these hard? Honestly, no. On a sliding scale, Tate Banco and a printable tunnel book template are a relaxed afternoon with a craft knife. A from-scratch artist tunnel book on museum board with Kozo hinges is a real skill you grow into. A multi-layer Cricut light box sits in between. Start with the Tate Banco, you'll be hooked before the glue dries. Bring a fresh 11 blade, a self-healing cutting mat, a bone folder for crisp accordion creases, and a warm white LED strip for the light box dream. Laser-cut paper sculpture detail from a modern pop-up Love Pop Unicorn. First build equals Tate Banco, full stop cut, fold, assemble, out comes a 7.5 wide-standing diorama. It teaches layered depth with zero drawing and almost no risk. The perfect on-ramp. I can't draw is not a valid excuse here. Half this category is pre-printed. Tate Banco sheets, Pollux theaters, printable tunnel book templates, Cricut lightbox SVGs. Cutting and folding well matters far more than drawing. The barrier is a craft knife and patience, not art school talent. Final verdict. So here is the chorus gathered. The whole community keeps circling one word peer, and every pick on this list earns it. For a real paper theater with two centuries behind it, walk into Benjamin Pollock's toy shop and start at a £ 30 artist theater. Be patient. This is a small, artist-driven, sometimes out-of-stock corner of the paper world. Watchlists beat impulse here. Bring a low lamp set behind the layers, one eye nearly closed, and your face right up to the little stage. That lean in is the entire art. And to be clear, as always, Puzzlewick is a wonder library, not a store. We don't sell any of these and we take no markup. We just point you at the makers, museums, and dealers who do and tell you honestly where the magic is thin. Frequently asked questions. What is a tunnel book? A tunnel book, also called a paper peep show, is a series of cut paper panels placed one behind another and connected down the sides by accordion concertina folds. Each panel has a window cut in it, so when you peer through a hole in the front cover, you see a scene that recedes into layered depth like looking into a tiny theater. The Center for Book Arts describes it as a structure that lets you peer into the book and discover a hidden world. What is a paper theater or toy theater? A paper or toy theater is a miniature proscenium stage built from printed paper, a curtain, a stage layered flat scenery and characters you slide on or off. You cut and mount the printed sheets, then stage a play on a tabletop. The classic source is Benjamin Pollock's Toy Shop in London, heir to the Victorian penny plane, tuppence-colored tradition Robert Louis Stevenson loved. What is Tate Banco? Tate Banco is the Edo-era Japanese art of building paper dioramas, the almost-forgotten Japanese art of creating amazing dioramas and scenic perspectives from paper. A flat printed sheet is cut and folded into a freestanding standing scene with foreground, midground, and a far backdrop. Modern kits often use Hokusai imagery, the Great Wave, Red Fuji, and build into a diorama roughly 7.5 wide. What's the history of paper peep shows? Layered cut paper peep shows trace to 18th century Europe. The Augsburg engraver Martin Engelbrecht, 1684 to 1756, is credited with early examples and exploded in the 19th century alongside other optical novelties. Traveling showmen charged people to peer into them at fairs. They commemorated big events, coronations, the Arc de Triomphe, the Great Exhibition, the Thames Tunnel, and even the 1939 New York World's Fair. The V&A in London holds the world's largest Victorian peep show collection. Why is it called a tunnel book? Because of one 19th century craze, London's Thames Tunnel, built 1825 to 1843, was a global sensation, and so many souvenir peep shows depicted its long receding arches that the whole accordion-sided form picked up the nickname tunnel book. The Gestetner collection alone holds more than 60 Thames Tunnel peep shows. What's the best tunnel book to buy? It depends on your goal. To own fine art, watch for artist editions, the Tara Bryan class makers, or one-off Etsy makers. What's the best paper theater? Benjamin Pollock's Toy Shop in London is the consensus pick, the living descendant of the Victorian toy theater trade, still producing theaters designed by contemporary artists. What's the best DIY kit? It's pre-printed and pre-designed, so there's no drawing. You just cut, fold, and assemble an A4 sheet into a standing 7.5 wide diorama. It's the most forgiving on-ramp in the whole category. For a tunnel book specifically, a printable Etsy template, a few dollars, or a center for book arts class is the easiest route. What's the best light box or shadow box? Are tunnel books and paper theaters hard to make? Not to start. A tape Banco kit or a printable tunnel book template is a relaxed afternoon with a craft knife, pre-designed, very forgiving. A multi-layer Cricut light box is a step up. A from-scratch artist tunnel book on museum board with Japanese Kozo paper hinges is a real skill you grow into. Begin with a tape Banco. Cutting and folding well matters far more than drawing ability. What's the best gift? What's best for kids? And where do I buy all this? Where to buy? Benjamin Pollock's Toy Shop, Pollock's Covent Garden, Co. UK for theaters, Love Pop. Com for sculptures, Amazon Architect Gifts plus specialty design shops for Tate Banco vintage pop-up books, Com for antique peep shows, Getty/Nipple Museum shops and booksellers for the Sabuta pop-up, Etsy for handmade pieces and printable templates. Puzzlewick doesn't sell these, we point you to the makers.